阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone.
我今天看了一下，我们讲这个善财童子五食三餐啊，已经进入第八次了。
So, I reviewed. We actually this had been the eight times that we have been talking, giving this series of talks.
好，那我们先开始，大家一起手上有开经记嘛，哈，我们一起来念开经记。
So let's recite the verse for beginning the sutra.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons.
Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it,
vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
请放掌，阿弥陀佛。
Please rest your palms.
我要先跟大家讲一个小故事哈。今天早上呢，有位菩萨就跪着给法师说：“法师供养法师。”然后他下面讲了一句话叫“共生道粮”，你听懂这四个字吗？供养生道，修行的道，粮食的粮，共生道粮。那当然，我们现在就是。供养僧众，其实在培福自己的福报，自己有这个资源，有这个福报，往下走修行佛法。那我就想到说，想到回来就要跟大家讲一个故事。昨天正好有因缘跟莉莉菩萨在分享。其实我们应该随时随地都要累积自己的资粮的。
So I want to share with you a little story in the beginning.So yesterday there was a disciple, this morning there was a disciple knelt down and wanted to offer some things to me, and which says this is offering to the monastics, but actually this is also your, you know, the way to cultivate your own blessings when yougive offerings to the temple or offering to any monastics here.
我都记得说我那时候从就是教授休假去加拿大回来的时候呢，在我住的地方呢，那管理员就告诉我说，教授，我们这里有一个法师住在这个地方，所以那个时候就有因缘就亲近那位法师。然后我们之间有几次往来之后，有一次他要从台湾去印度。他就跟我讲说，教授，我可不可以去你家看看？就他去到我的家之后，就说哇，因为我那时候很爱收集佛像，我的佛像大概有三四十尊，非常多佛像。那因为他隔天早上就要去印度了，所以我就随手从我的柜子里面拿了一罐茶叶，我说这罐来供养法师。那当然那个茶叶是应该还算是蛮好的茶叶，就是他就跟我说，法师你知，他就说，教授你知道吗？我动个念头。我想回去供养我的上师的时候，我在想去买茶叶呢，他就跟我这样讲。我说那好，我再供养你一罐，就我同时供养他两罐。我今天要养的只说，当下的时候我就起了一个念头，说哎呀，要是我今天想供养，我家里都没有东西，你就只是空口说了白话了。所以那时候我就告诉自己说，随时随地都要累积你的资粮，包括你修行的资粮，包括你。所有的资粮。
So, and I was sharing with Lily that we should cultivate blessings anytime and any place. Give you example. When I was still a lay person, when I was in Canada, there was a monastic that
我从加拿大回来之后，在这边遇到一位法师，这不是在我住的地方，对，台湾。
So, when I was still a lay person, one time I returned from Canada to Taiwan, and there was a nun, and I heard of, and I said, oh, I want to get to know that nun, that master. So, then I got to know that nun.And one time she was traveling from Taiwan to India. And, So she stopped by at my place, and I collected a lot of Buddha statues. And before she left, oh, I said, I have some tea, very good tea leaves that I want to make offering to you. And that nun said, oh, how wonderful. And actually, I was just thinking I want to make offerings of some tea to my master as well. And then I said, oh, okay, great. Then let me give you another bag of tea leaves. So at that moment, I have that thought that, oh, it's great that I have, you know, tea leaves around me so I can give out, make offerings anytime, any places.
所以那时候我就想说，其实我们在修行，就是在任何当下的时候，其实我们都要随时累积我们自己的资粮。
So, the takeaway point is, I feel we should, cultivate our blessings anytime, any place.
正好我这两天在准备华严经这个的时候，就看到华严经在进行品里面呢有一句话，他说叫做因力具足，因原因的因，因力具足。什么叫因力基础？就是我们已经有的基础，具有已经的基础，包括我们现在，比如大家现在来这边听听经，其实我们是累，我们累生累劫已经有善根，已经有基础。另外呢，我们是人生具足，至少这个人生具足嘛，哈，还有你的耳根具足，那当然还有了理解力具足，还有你的善根具足。因为当然我们也可以听得懂法师讲，我们讲华语好了。甚至听得懂我们翻译的不知道讲英文，甚至于是时间空间具足，说我们可以大家聚集在这个地方，其实彼此我们都是善根具足，这就是因力具足，其实也就是万缘具足。
So while I was preparing for this talk, I was reading the Flower Dormant Sutra Chapter 11, Purified Practice Attain Causal Power. In that chapter, there was a concept which is called causes, the ripened causes. For example, to be able to hear this talk, we have this human body, so the cause of human body is ripened, and we have full faculties of, you know, ear, the ear faculties. We can hear the talk, and we can also understand the talk, so...The cause of understanding's talk is there, and we all have good roots, so our good roots are ripened. And then for Chinese people, we understand Chinese, and for English-speaking people, hopefully you can understand interpreted English. And also we have the right place and time. So all these causes and conditions are ripened here to let us be able to have the to hear this talk. So we said all the good.Roots are ripened, and all the causes and conditions are ripened here.
所以第一个就要先跟他讲，我们随时随地的时候，都要缘具足的时候才有办法。你当下进出来的时候，你真的可以接受当下的状态。其实每一个当下的进，都是我们修学佛法的进。
So I want to emphasize that every moment, any moment that we have encounter actually is a moment of.Consistent moments of causes and conditions, the ripened causes and conditions. So, any moment we can use to practice.
好，我们已经讲完了十九位善知识的故事。有没有人动念头说，法师，我开始决定要去参访的？有没有？
So we have actually, since last talk, we have finished the 19 good knowing advisor stories, 19 visits. So have you even given rise to a thought that I want to go on a pilgrim trip as well.
有没有？有。
Anyone here?
OK, 好。那最近呢，正好我听到师父有一段开示，师父讲说，就是问，我们都是现在的善财童子，对不对？我们就觉得说，好，比如说现在师父圆寂了，他觉得说，哎呀，师父圆寂了，一定有其他有更大的善知识，我们希望去别的道场去看看，东走走，西走走，那个也就是善财童子嘛，可是问题是，师父要告诉我们，现在的善财童子，我们怎么样来参访？真正用什么样的心态、什么样的方式来参访
？So, and recently I discovered there's a talk given by Shifu, how to visit other Buddhist monasteries and eminent monks. Since we know Shifu has passed away, And nowadays we are all Sudanese in modern times, so we would like to know how to do that.
好，所以现在呢，我要放一段师父的大法鼓，关于善财童子的参访。
好 ，So now I'll play a video clip given by 师父。
观众朋友您好，非常欢迎您再次收看大法鼓节目。那么今天呢，我们要来谈谈参访道场高僧是修行吗？我们都知道佛经中有一位善财童子，他因为听闻了文殊菩萨的妙法，坚定了进一步去参就佛法的决心，于是呢他参访了53位善知识，最后终于圆满了菩萨行，这就是著名的善财53参。参访名山古刹，在各位高僧名师的指点下，真的可以增长智慧吗？我们要如何做一位现代的善财童子呢？这样我们就恭请圣严法师为我们开示。
这个观念非常好，如果经常而且参学了很多地方的高僧大德啊，能够积百家之长啊，而成为自己的一个成就，这是非常好了。汇百川呢而成大海，这这么不简单呢，非常好。但是这个观念是非常害人的，害了很多很多的人。我首先呢要讲善财童子53参呢，他最初是有文殊菩萨告诉他去参访某一位比丘大德，然后呢在每一个大德前边都会告诉他说啊，下一站呢你应该去参访某一位善知识，在某一个地方，我这个地方呢，我的法门我已经告诉你了，你现在要深造呢，请你现在到哪一个地方去。因为善财童子本身呢是一位菩萨呀，本身就是一位菩萨，所以他扮演那个角色就是啊，在一个地方一个地方一个经过53一个善知识给他点示，实际上通过善财童子的53个段落啊而显现出修学佛菩萨这个菩萨道或者是佛道的一个过程。有那么多的法门，法门呢是有无限的法门，但是呢华严经里头表现出来的是53个法门，而一个法门一个法门修完以后呢，是由这个一个老师指定下一个老师是谁，指定下一个老师是谁。好像是说我们从小学毕业了，毕业以后啊，我们的好的老师就要告诉他你现在要去考中学了，那么在学中学毕业以后，老师又要告诉学生了，你的资质你的心向以你自己的本人的条件呢、啊，最好考大学的时候呢考哪一个大学去，不会盲目的要他去随便去考，是看着学生不同的资质不同的天分，然后呢让他去考哪个大学考哪一个科系，这个是老师啊建议学生的，这样子是很安全哦，不是盲目的，自己根本不是啊学理工的材料，就是自己要去考，也没得到老师的建议就去考了，就是考取了将来读书的时候苦不堪言，所以呢经过啊老师的建议指导，然后呢进一步你进修什么，是这个是非常正常的。比如说我读完硕士 我要写博士论文啊，我要去请教老师的，我是怎么写法，向哪一个方向哪个范围来写，那老师知道我这样子的一个人，他可以评估我怎么样子这个往前走第二步。因此呢，我走出来啊，也还是在老师的照顾之下，虽然前面那个老师同后面的老师两回事，但是呢，前面那个老师知道你下边应该怎么走的时候啊，虽然老师换了，可是呢还是在前一个老师的照顾之下的，这样子的这个参访啊才是可靠的，才是啊有用的。可是我们现在的好多的出家的年轻的法师或在家的居士，到处都在跑码头，到处都在呀、啊、就是参访名师。有的人也到我这儿来，我来问他谁叫你来的，我自己来的。我说你的师父是谁啊，我的师父是谁谁谁。那你的师父有没有叫他叫你到我这儿来，没有。你师父知道你来吗，他知道。有没有叫你来，没有。我说奇怪，你的师父都没有叫你来，你怎么跑得来了。他说我让你来调教调教，这个要这个三台同志五十三餐呢、啊、我说你乱来，三台同志五十三餐是有人介绍的，说你的师父要我来照顾你，那没问题，你来好了。你的师父没有叫你来，你自己来了。我说你住两天三天你走，我们龙禅寺不接受，在我们东土禅寺也不接受，我们是这样子的。我们不是说啊，任何人其他的人的弟子到我这里来，我说啊我了不起，你看看他的弟子都到我这儿来了，我这个地方不是这个样子，一定啊循规蹈矩，照规矩来。所以我对我的弟子来讲，我说你们出去啊可以的，我派你出去，我指定你到哪儿去，我会让我的弟子学生呢、啊、去向外边去参学的，这样子啊你一定是会得到很高的利益，不是我派的，不是我指定的，不是我建议的，你自己去的，我不承认。所以说五十三餐呢、啊、要小心了、啊、哈，五十三餐你要认定了一个善知识之后，这位善知识叫你去参你去参，这个善知识没有叫你去参你乱参，那你害人也害自己，对不对？
各位菩萨，你们听完师父的开示，跟你当初想象是不是很不一样？对吧？是很不一样哈。有没有觉得说，我就是你去参参就好了？可是问题是，尤其是末法时期，末法时期的时候，找到一位真正的善知识，是真的要很有资粮、很有福报的事情。
So everyone, after you hear 师父's talks, do you feel differently about going on visiting different good-knowing advisors? Yes. Especially in this Dharma ending era, it is very difficult and takes great blessings to find a good-knowing advisor.
师父讲说你乱参、哦、会参害到自己也害到别人、啊、为什么害到别人？因为你会比平常跟别人交流的时候就把不正确的思想就跟别人分享了，那个就很危险了。
And if you, and Shifu mentioned in the talk, if you go on with the good-knowing advisors on your own, you will bring harm to yourself and others. Because, why is that? Because in the Dharma ending era, if you do things on your own, it is possible that you will share wrong views with others.
我就记得师父以前用一个名词，就是菩萨们喜欢东闯闯西闯闯，师父说那个叫摸门教，摸门，那个叫摸门教。你到时候就没有一个门可以进去。
And 师父 used to say that, 师父 used to describe people who like to visit, all kinds of temples, hoping they will get, all kinds of different teachings, or refer those people like, people, knocking on the, you know, different doors, people knocking on different doors of temples, but they will never get in.
所以要小心，好，要小心，对。
So we have to be careful.
好，下面我们开始要讲我们今天的课是第二十位的善知识，名字叫骗行外道。
So now we will begin our today's talk, the first good knowing advisor.
20.
Yep. All right, yeah.
骗行外道。好，善财童子他离开上个礼拜我们谈到的是那个优婆夷嘛，哈，菩萨们上个礼拜那个优婆夷，大家印象很深刻。菩萨就跟我讲说，法师那个优婆夷怎么，可是那个优婆夷对你们还是印象还蛮深刻的。善财童子离开这个优婆夷之后呢，他就往下走，他经过了非常多的地方，然后再参访现在这个善知识叫骗行外道。听到这个外道两个字，大家想，开始又要警觉这个外道到底要做什么事了。结果他要找这个外道的时候，找很久很久。就走到那个程度的时候呢，他到黄昏的时候才进入那个城，他去寻找那个骗行外道。结果在这个那个城的东边的时候，有一个山叫善德山。结果善财童子在中夜的时候，我们自然佛法用一个名字叫中夜，中间的中，夜间的夜，中夜。中夜就是晚上的十点到清晨的两点，就中夜这个时间。他就发现对面那个山里面呢，哇，非常的亮，非常的光亮。就好像太阳刚刚升起来一样，那时候他就很欢喜说，看到这个光明的样子，我一定可以在这个地方呢找到我的善知识。所以他就走出这个城外之后呢，就去在晚上的时候，半夜的时候，就去爬那个山。
So you must do remember the last good knowing advisor, Achala, because her story was very impressive, and after that there are some people came to me and tell me how impressive she was. And today we'll go and talk about the next good knowing advisor whose name is Savagamin Outpath, who practices outpaths. When you hear that someone who practices outpaths, you probably will become alert. So we'll see what his story is. And so Sudhana continued to travel to the next good knowing advisor, and he traveled until the sunset, entering the city at sunset. And he went from block to block, street to street, looking for the good knowing advisor. In the still of the night, probably around midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning, he saw a mountain called Sulaba. North of the city, the mountain peak was adorned with thickets and groves of various plants and trees, and it was as bright as the sun. Seeing that light, Sudhana was joyful, and he thought to himself, no doubt I will see the good knowing advisor on the mountain top.
所以他就走出这个城外之后，在黑暗当中就攀爬这个善德山。
So he went out of the city and to climb on this mountain.
就慢慢爬上去之后，就看到这个外道啊，在山顶上这个平坦的地方，在那边漫步惊醒。当下他看到他的这个色身的这个身相非常的光艳，而且微光照射，这种照射的这种光亮，用一个形容词，他说是大梵天王所不能及。就发现他在那边惊醒的当下，周边有一万位的那个梵众围绕这个地方，在围在旁边。所以善财童子就往前去，之后就跟他合掌，问同样的问题。他说：“大善知识啊，他说我已经发了无上正等见觉的心，可是我不知道怎么样来行菩萨道，怎么样来修菩萨学。”
So Sudhana saw that Savagamin, the good knowing advisor, was walking mindfully on the mountain top, and his appearance was superior to that of the great god Brahma, glorious and radiant.He was walking around surrounded by 10,000 Brahmic gods. So Sudhana went up, joined palms, and said, Noble one, I have given rise to Bodhi mind, and I want to know how to practice Bodhisattva practice.
刚才我们在看师父的开示的时候，师父有讲到说，这个善财童子的53参，他就是表现呈现出修行佛法成就菩萨道的53种方法法门嘛，齁。实际上这里面的法门不只是这个样子，比如说这边谈到这个骗行外道，就跟这个善财童子讲说，哎呀太好了，善哉善哉善男子， 他说呢，我安住在一个方法叫做一切自一切处菩萨行，我安住在这个自一切处菩萨行，然后呢，我成就的法门叫做普观世间三昧法门，然后我成就的无依无作的神通力，说我成就了普门波罗蜜的法门。
So, from the talks given by Shifu, we just heard, Shifu mentioned Sudana's 53 visits to Guna advisors actually are also, you know, the process of learning 53 methods, but actually it's not just that. For example, for this Guna advisor, Savagamin, he said, I'm established in the enlightening practice of going everywhere. I have attained concentration of all observing vision, and I'm imbued with the light of knowledge of transcendent wisdom, which distinguishes all planes of cosmos without effort, based on non-being.
刚刚师父谈到所谓的八万四千法门，所以呢，往下就来讲这个外行道，这个片行外道就跟他讲，他说我对于这个天龙八部这一群众生的时候呢，我在世间不同的地方，我视线不同的形貌，就是说比如我视线天龙夜叉前踏步这个八天龙八部的外道的形象，以各种不同的形象的解门跟行门来教化他们，我用各种方法来为他们演说诸佛的法要，让他们升起欢喜心来求法。
So just like Shifu mentioned, there are more than, you know, 53 vessels. Actually there are 84,000 methods to practice. And so the good knowing advisor said, for non-human creatures, good man, I have ways that to appear in different forms at different places and to teach them with different methods and to guide them, expound Dharma for them. So let them become joyful about learning Dharma.
好，前面讲的这个是天龙八部。那对于这个人呢，人众的话，他就说，我在这个城市的每一个地方，不管是男众、女众，也不管不同的种族，我都以方便法，因为这个方便法三个字嘛，方便法来示现跟他们同样的形貌，就是我们所谓的同事这样子，来顺求随顺他们的需求。来为他们说不同的话，可是他们呢完全不晓得我是谁，我从哪里来，他们也不晓得我的来历，所以我视线跟他们同样的形貌，只是希望他们听我来说法，然后呢如实修行，脚踏实地。
And for human beings, no matter where they are, whether they're male or female or which ethnicity they are, I will use skillful means to assume forms just like themand to teach and act according to their needs. So those humans being taught do not know who I am and where I am from because I have assumed the same forms as they are.
我们最后等一下来谈那个方便法。我现在谈到说视线不同的形貌来度众生，你会想到谁？观世音菩萨、三十三应化身，对不对？还有谁啊？释迦牟尼佛是不是？对吗？释迦牟尼佛是化身佛，对吗？他化身在我们这个娑婆世界，他也示现八相成道，就告诉我们众生修行就可以成佛，其实他也是这个方式。
Okay, so, so when we mention Guna advisors assume forms, different forms to teach sentient beings, who will you think of? Yes, Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva and Shikamuni Buddha actually does that too.
他说，他还讲说，我不单单是在这个城市里面哦，甚至于在这个南阎浮提，你知道什么叫南阎浮提吗？就是我们整个，不只是娑婆世界，就是应该是，须弥山，须弥山的南边叫南阎浮提，这个地方的所有的城镇，我全部只要有人居住的地方，我完全用同样的方法来利益一切众生。
And not just in this world, I also use skillful means to deliver sentient beings who live, who are in the realm of south of Mountain Surami.
所以这个这一段就在描述说，刚才我们谈到说，这个片形外道说，我已经成就无依无作的神通力，这就是他的神通力示现。
So, the Guno Advisor mentioned that he has, he's achieved the state of non-abiding, spiritual powers.
好，除了人众之外，他说对于这个九十六外道，你们听过六外道吗？没有哈、哦。OK， 当初哈、啊，这我们前在当初的释迦牟尼佛在修行的时候，有很多的出家僧众，那时候呢有六个比丘特别会闹事，所以呢我们称为六师外道。那六师外道本身又各有十六个弟子，所以我后来就变成所谓的九十六外道，意思就是修行不同的法门的人。就这个片形外道就讲说，他说在南阎浮提里面有九十六种外道呢，他们起各种的不同的想法、邪见呐、啊，甚至各种执着啊，但是呢，我都化身在他们当中，用方便的方法来调伏他们，让他们来舍离一切的邪见跟邪知。
And so, in the south of Mountain Surami, there are 96 outpath practitioners. Have you heard of these outpath practitioners? So, during the Shikhamoni time period, Buddha time period, there are six, bhikshus who practice outpaths. And each one of them has 16 disciples. So that adds up to, 96 outpath practitioners. They give rise to all kinds of evil or wrong views, and they have all kinds of attachment. So I will assume their forms. And try to use skillful means to teach them, so they can give up the wrong views.
又提到方便法了哈，你听到刚才对人众有方便法，只是外道有方便法。他说不只是南阎浮提是这个样子的，甚至于在四天下。三千大千世界，十方无量的一切世界众生海里面，我都是用这个方法，我化身在他们当中，随顺众生心所欢喜的东西，用各种方便的方法，各种方便的法门，示现各种的声色，就是色声，用各种的语言音声为他们说法，让他们得到利益。
So not just in this world orin the worlds south of the mountain Surami, I also use the same skillful means to teach sentient beings on the four worlds, 3,000 big worlds or 10 directions of worlds. I will assume different forms, use different skillful means, different languages, different sounds to teach. 所以 not just in this world, I will also, teach sentient beings in, four worlds, 3,000 big worlds, and worlds, 10 directions, I will assume their forms using different skillful means, different Dharma methods, different language and different sounds to expounding Dharma for them, help them to benefit from Dharma.
这段就来描述说这个片形外道他用的方法叫普门般若波罗蜜的法门。
So this is a method, this paragraph is to explain the methods of all observing wisdom of paramita.
你单单只听到这样描述，他这段经文就到这就结束了。可是你回想看看，就说像我们日常生活当中，我们可以跟我们都是佛教徒，大家彼此用谈佛法。可是你容不容易跟其他的宗教的菩萨们谈佛法？不容易，菩萨都摇头，对吗？因为我们其实我没有这样的智慧，我没有办法跟他们用同事，甚至用方便法来跟他们谈论佛法。这个就是我们要学习的地方。其实这个善知识就是只讲这个东西，就是用方便法，甚至用同事的方法，用跟他们实现相同的色身，用种种方便法文来告诉他们，让他们能够得到利益。
So these lines of sutra actually talks about how to communicate or even teaching benefit beings who practice other religions. For example, do you feel, is it easy to talk or difficult to talk to other religious groups or people? It probably is not easy. And we need to learn skillful means. And even just like this Gunung advisor, using their language, using their familiar vocabularies to teach and benefit them.
所以我们才会说八万四千法门啊，八万四千法门是度，是不是度的，度八万四千类的众生嘛，哈，是。所以他这个善知识的方法，他有讲说，我的方法就是这样，叫治一切处，行菩萨行的法门，就是这样子，这个就是我的法门。
That's why we say there are 84,000 Dharma methods, you know, to use based on all kinds of different sentient beings, and for this Gunung advisor, the Dharma door is called Bodhisattva practice of going everywhere and using all observing wisdom.
好，那当然这个善知识就很客气讲说，我的法门就只有这样子啊。你往下去参访吧，去参访一位善知识，名字叫做优波罗花长者。
Of course, this Gunung advisor is always very modest and said, "This is all I know, and you should continue your visit to next Gunung advisor, whose name is Elder Uttapala Babudi."
现在你们就会注意到说，我会讲说，让他去参访那个善知识，会介绍他去参访谁谁谁，对吗？因为你们刚刚已经听完师父开示了嘛，哈，善知识是上面的善知识介绍你去的，不是随便去参访的，所以他就介绍他去参访下一位善知识。
So now you probably will pay attention that the previous Gunung advisor will recommend the next one to Sudana. So Sudana does not do that on his own.
好，那现在我们来讨论一下这个善知识的东西哈。就善财童子他在黄昏的时候进入这个城镇里面，在各个地方都找不到这个片形外道。这之后呢，太阳已经下来了，太阳西沉之后呢，大地一切一片黑暗。他还在找，一直到中夜的时候。其实应该讲说，我应该讲为什么要谈到中夜哈？中夜在佛门里面呢，中夜真正释迦牟尼佛的智力的时候是中夜的时候，是休息的时候。我们讲说一天有六十嘛，哈，日三十，夜三十。中夜的时候其实是休息的时候，可是表示善财童子在中夜的时候还是精进的，为了寻找他的善知识，所以中夜的时候他还在找善知识。中夜的时候，大地一切都是黑暗的，但是他看到对面那个山上发出那个光亮的时候，他当下非常的欢喜，我的善知识一定在这个地方，我一定可以找到他。所以表示说，我们随时都要精进的。
So let's discuss the method of this Gunung advisor Savagamin. So first of all, we notice that Sudana entered the city during the sunset, and he was looking for the Gunung advisor in the city, and he couldn't find it. And then it's night. It becomes night, and the sky was dark. It's dark everywhere. And until he didn't find a Gunung advisor until the middle of the night, which is a time period from midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning. Usually, we know there are 6 time periods in the Buddhist sutras, and this period is a time for rest. But Sudana is very diligent. He is still searching Gunung advisor, and when he saw Savagamin was walking mindfully on the top of the mountain top afar, and he saw brilliant light, and he realized Gunung advisor must be there.
我们再想想，为什么这个善知识会在那个深山里面黑暗的那个地方？我自己在猜想了，就说可能这个善知识也希望，就是说这个善财童子呢，他想要得到这个法门当下的时候，必须要先面对黑暗，面对黑暗的时候接受黑暗，然后感受那个黑暗之后把它转化出来，转化了出来的时候才能够得到真正的大光明。所以其实上黑暗当中其实是酝酿这个能量的因缘。我在想的时候想到说，比如说我们，我不晓得，我因为我自己是学医的，我谈到想到那个细胞要分裂当中之前，其实有段时间是看不到外面有什么不一样，可是里面其实在做非常非常多的复制动作。也好像说我们黎明前的那道曙光要起来的之前其实是黑暗的，所以 讲说要当要火焰要化成红莲当下那一前面的那一刹那的那个努力是不能断的。
So why the sutra you know have this setting as background that Sudana was searching Guna advisor at the dark of the night in the middle of the night, and in, you know on the mountain top in the forest. Why is that? So my understanding, my guess is probably because the moment before brightness, the moment before the brightness is very important because the darkness prepares the light, prepares the brightness. And so as a practitioner, you have to go through, you have to face the darkness first. And then only when you can accept the darkness and also turn them around, prepares for the light, then you can see the true light. Just as in biology, before cells duplicate, there's a lot of copying, a lot of work behind the scene to do. And it's just like our practice. We have to continue to practice, even during the darkest time period. Then you will have a breakthrough and see the light.
平常修行的时候苦不苦？
So is it painstaking to practice?
上个礼拜我讲完这个 talk 的时候，菩萨就跑来跟我讲说：“我说你今天听的还好吗？”他说：“法师，看来看去，释迦牟尼佛都没有告诉我们怎么面对这个身体的病痛，都没有告诉我们怎么面对这个我们生。”他说：“这个生跟死是刹那间，可是这个老跟病啊，释迦牟尼佛都没有告诉我们方法。”哎。有没有释迦牟尼佛有没有告诉我们方法？有吗
？So after last talk, someone came to me and said, Master, you know, I think Shikha Moni Bodhi didn't teach us how to deal with aging and sickness because the birth and death are just, you know, the moment of events. But how does he teach us to deal with aging and sickness?
你们说有，来告诉我，佛在哪里说？哦，太好了，还有吗？懂因果吗？哈，还有吗？这个已经够用了哈，因为我就跟他讲说，我说有啊，佛就告诉我们无常啊。我说你打不打坐？我说你打坐试试看就知道那个腿痛的感觉。腿痛的时候，就刚开始的时候，痛痛痛痛痛，非常痛，非常痛，非常痛，到一个痛的地点的时候，他就频频的不痛了。就不痛不痛不痛不痛不痛这样的时候就开始又痛痛痛痛痛痛又不痛不痛不痛。我说这就是无常欸。我们的病痛也是这个样子啊。我就告诉我们这是无常欸。到处告诉你就是这个就是修行方法欸。可是我要问菩萨的时候，当你腿很痛的时候，动一个念头赶快放腿。对吧，我们都是这样子嘛齁。所以面对这个困苦的时候，我们就是赶快逃避。可是真的修行就是面对苦难的时候，就是刚刚这个他在黑暗当中，黑暗其实就是黎明前的一刹那，对吗？所以修行的过程就这样子，你能不能容忍那个痛，容忍这个很孤单的修行过程，可能甚至看不到结果的过程。其实上，可是你回过头来看的时候，其实上你走过那个每一个过程。我会常常想说，我以前在做我的论文的时候，常常是24小时做实验，做完实验的时候发现没有结果。哎呀，有时候没有结果，因为这已经是几个月的 data， 而且没有结果，其实没有结果也就是结果，你就会发现，其实这个就是跟修行一样，其实是日渐有功，因为每一个步骤、每一个过程都是往前走的基础。
So, yes, actually, Shikha Moni Buddha, of course, has taught us how to deal with aging and sickness, and just like some people responded from the audience, the method we could use impermanence.Contemplating on impermanence and causes and effects. Those are very effective methods to deal with aging and sickness. For example, the impermanence, the theory of impermanence. If you have meditated before, you probably have experienced the leg pains during sitting. And you probably will feel, you probably will experience how the leg pain accumulates and reach the peak.And then it gradually disappeared and it came back again. So, you know, it's, you know, the pain, the leg pain is impermanent. But how people respond to their leg pains? Usually they will give rise to the thought, okay, I should let go of my legs. So it's a way of escaping, not facing their difficulties. So just like how you endure the leg pains, for other painful events in life, you also need to endure the pain or the loneliness during the practice. You have to go through each process and then eventually get to somewhere or realize something. You have even though each process may seem so little or doesn't produce result right away, it's actually still gradually accumulates and leads to the final result. I remember when I was a layperson, I was doing research like for 24 hours, but there was no result, no good outcomes. But actually, no result is a result. And even though it seems that I didn't achieve anything at that moment, but all things accumulate and will gradually mature.
我想我那个答案，那个菩萨大概很满意了。到后来用完餐之后，他跑来问我说：“法师，那你告诉我，我刚开始念的时候要念哪一部经？”你看，就问到同样的问题了嘛，哈。后来我就跟他讲说，你还是要随自己的因缘，随自己的根性去读。法师没有办法告诉你要读什么经，所以那个都是要随自己的因缘的。
And then later, the same person came to ask me, Master, which sutra should I start to recite? So she brought up the usual question that people would usually ask. Well, actually, you have to choose one that accords your own nature and causes and the conditions. It's not, there's no one universal answer.
好，我们回来看这个片行外道。片行外道他所证的这个法门，叫自一切处菩萨行的这个法门。这个法门呢，其实它不只是正面的佛教的法门，它也有一些负面的外道法门。为什么这样子？因为它是用四摄法的同摄法，同摄法呢，它化身在天龙八部里面的，它也化身在人众里面的男众女众，甚至于是四大部洲、三千大千世界、十方世界的，不只是人的人众生海，还包括外道里面，包括一切人，然后跟他们用种种的方便法门为他们说法，调伏他们，甚至于呢，他们还不晓得他是谁。从何地来，到何处去？所以他其实的方法就是用这样的方法来成就这么众生。
So let's come back to this Guno invited Savagin. His method actually is a enlightening practice for going everywhere, concentration of all observing vision. His method actually not just the Dharma methods. It also has out past practitioners' methods.And the method he uses is called, you know, assume different forms. And assume different forms as non-human beings, as human beings, as male, female, as different ethnicity people. And so he assumes their forms and using their language, their vocabularies to teach them, to help them, to benefit them, to help them to get rid of the wrong views and evil views.And all those sentient beings who taught by them don't even know who he is and where he's from. And so he uses the method of the great Paramita.
好，我们刚才谈到说这个片行外道他用所谓的方便法门来度众生嘛，齁。我不晓得菩萨们，我们读过了华华经啊，我要回来问了。你华华经里面谈到这个方便法，你还记得多少？在这个华华经里面有个的方便品第二。好，里面讲说，他说这个，他说舍利佛啊，他说过去，我现在把三段合在一起，过去、未来跟现在的十方无量百千万亿国度中，诸佛世尊多所饶益安乐众生，所以他是用无数的方便法、种种的因缘、种种的譬喻、言辞而为众生说法，这个法都是所谓的一佛胜故，所以众生因为听到这个法之后。能够得到一切种子，也就是成佛。你还记得这段经文吗？大概没有了，大概忘记了。就谈到说，其实佛就是用方便法度众生嘛。所以你看，这个片行外道，其实他就是一个菩萨，用方便法来度一切众生。
And the the scripture emphasizes on skillful means. And when we mention skillful means, I don't know if you still remember the Lotus Sutra, Chapter 2, Skillful Means. In that sutra, it says, O Shariputra, all the Buddha of the past, future, and the present, in immeasurable hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotis of Buddha worlds of the ten directions, teach the Dharma to sentient beings using incalculable and innumerable skillful means with various explanations and illustrations to benefit many of them and cause them to feel at a peace. These Dharmas are all of the single Buddha vehicle. All the sentient beings who hear the Dharma from these Buddhas will ultimately attain omniscience.
所以这个方便法不是随便的方法，他还是回到这个主轴上上，可是就因应不同的众生，给他的不同方便法、不同的法门。所以我们看到，看我听完这个善知识整个故事之后，我们就回到想象，在本身故事当中，本身故事谈到就是释迦牟尼佛过去累生累劫在修行菩萨道的故事，叫本身故事。本身故事当中谈到释迦牟尼佛累生累劫化度众生的时候，用各种身，比如说。他当然有实现人生嘛，比如说在我们娑婆世界人生，还有什么九色鹿，你听过吗？有大金鱼，有吗？大象、大猴子，甚至于观世音菩萨啊，我们刚刚讲说千百亿化、三十三化应化身，千处祈求千处应，苦海常作渡人舟。其实这些东西，他们就不就是善知识嘛？所以善知识就是用的就是佛的法门。
So the skillful means actually are, you know, the Dharma methods as well, because if you remember in Shikamoni Buddha's stories, Shikamoni Buddha has born in multiple lives in different forms. And for this world, he was born in human form. And in other worlds, in other times, he has born as a deer with nine colors, as a whale, as elephant, all kinds of stories. And so does Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva. She was born, her sutra says, she will respond to needs at any place, respond to people's needs and prayers. So he often appear in different forms to deliver, sentient beings.
所以这个善知识的故事，我们举下一个结论叫做同事，就是同事色，四色中的同事色，这个其实就是菩萨行，同事色。
So give a conclusion for this Good Knowing Advisor. We think his method is assume the same forms as the beings that he is going to teach. And this type of method is a Bodhisattva method.
好，接着善财童子参访下位善知识，他的名字叫优波罗花长者。
So the next Good Knowing Advisor is called Elder.Uttapalabhuti.
在这个经文里面呢、啊，对于善财童子要去参访下一位善知识的这个路程过程当中，善财童子做了非常多的思维，他们做了非常多的描述。比如说，讲说善财童子要去参访下一位善知识当中的时候，他就想起说，他说我因为善知识的缘故呢，我就开始不贪恋我的色身，我也不执着我的财宝，我也不喜欢在人很多的地方。而且我不贪于这个五欲之乐，就是财色名食睡五欲之乐，而且我也不贪恋我的父母啊、兄弟姐妹等一切眷属，而且我也不重视王位。
So, during Sudana's trip to next Good Knowing Advisor, he was contemplating the teachings that he had learned, and he felt because of Good Knowing Advisor's teachings, he's no longer concerned with his body and life.No longer concerned with any material things, no longer concerned with enjoyment of any people or places, or he's not concerned with objects of senses. He's not concerned with enjoying the experiences that go along with having followers or with kingship or power.
他说我希望我能够教化度脱一切众生，让众生能够离苦得乐。我希望呢，诸佛国度都非常的清净庄严，而且我希望我自己能够供养一切的佛，然后呢，证入一切法的实相，同时修行诸菩萨的大功德海，然后修行一切功德之后，我能够不退转，等等等等很多方法。他说，甚至于呢，我 我希望得到一切法的智慧光明。其实你想想看，他能够发这样的念头，也就是因为前面善知识教的方法之后，他自己吸收之后，他的善知识告诉他去参访谁，他才有办法把这个整个思绪一直往下连。就回到刚刚师父讲的，善知识是要前面的善知识告诉你去参访谁，而不是你随便去参访的。这样的话，那个整个利益，师父讲说那个利益就出不来了。
So, and he, so then even gave vows to, giving thoughts like, he wished to teach all sentient beings, deliver all sentient beings, help them to get away from sufferings and gain joys. And he wants to purify all Buddha lands. He wants to make offerings to all Buddhas. And he wants to realize the truth of all Dhammas. And he wants to attain the virtues of all enlightening beings.And so on and so on. And he even wishes to obtain all wisdom light to learn from all Buddhas. So the reasons he has given rise to all these kinds of thoughts is because he learned from all previous good knowing advisors. He absorbed and internalized all the teachings. So he built on his understandings from one-on-one.That's why it's important to visit the next good knowing advisor from the previous one, so you can build on your previous knowledge and understanding.
所以他一路走一路走，就一直发愿发愿发愿，他能够成就这样的一些功德。所以透过这样的发愿的功德，这样的过程当中往下走，去参访他的善知识。
So, during his trip to the next good advisor, he has been keeping giving rise to these holy thoughts and keep giving rise to these vows until he reached the next one.
我要问菩萨，你每天发愿吗？
I want to ask you, do you vow every day?
每天都要发愿哦。每天早上做你自己的定课，完毕之后，功德回向之后要发一个愿，每天要发愿，每天要发愿，发愿利益众生，发愿利益众生。
Yes, you should, usually after your morning service, generate vows every day and generate the vows to benefit all sentient beings.
好，那这个善财童子走走走走到这个就是这个长者的地方的时候，他当然就跟他顶礼啦，合掌，然后绕这个长者几圈之后，他说我已经发的无上正等正觉的心。你看他听到他下面发几个人，他说我希望呢能够求一切佛的平等智慧，我希望圆满一切佛所发的广大大愿，我希望回向亲近一切佛的最上色身，我希望见到一切佛的亲近妙法身，然后呢，我希望知道一切佛的广大智慧身，我希望知道一切菩萨的各种心门，我希望等等等，希望我能够安住在一切菩萨的种持门当中，甚至我希望能够游行十方世界，但是我不知道怎么样来行菩萨行，修菩萨道。
So seeing the next good knowing advisor, Sudana went up to him, paid his respects and said, Noble one, I have given rise to Bodhi mind and seeking the knowledge common to all Buddhas, wishing to fulfill the vows fulfilled by all Buddhas, wishing to see the embodiments of all Buddhas,wishing to attain the reality body of all Buddhas, wishing to know the body of knowledge of truth of all Buddhas, wishing to purify all enlightening practice, wishing to manifest the sphere of concentration of all enlightening beings, wishing to master the sphere of mental command of all enlightening beings, wishing to disperse all obstructions, wishing to travel through all lands,But I do not know how to practice the Bodhisattva conduct.
我们知道佛有三身，对吗？法身、报身跟化身嘛。你看，这个善财童子，他在当时，他就是有两个愿。他说：“我希望见到一切佛的清净妙法身，我希望能够见到佛的法身，因为佛的法身是清净的，所以他希望，就是我们前面所说的‘譬如遮那’，‘譬如遮那’这几个字，其实意思就是遍一切处是清净法身。”另外他说，我也希望能够知道一切佛的广大智慧身，这所谓的智慧身就是报身，这个报身就是 智慧积聚而成的，叫报身，就是我们的卢舍那佛，卢舍那这几个字就是智慧充满。所以你看他发了愿，我希望能够法身跟报身。
So we all know that Buddha has three forms of bodies, right? So the first one is called Dharma body, second one is called Emanation body, and the last one is called the reward body. So what Sudhana had just said, he has two wishes. He wished to know the body, he wished to attain the reality body of all Buddhas. That actually is the Dharma, the true Dharma body. And the second wish, he wishes to know the body of knowledge of truth of all Buddhas. That actually refers to the Emanation body.
我不晓得，我特别把这两样 point out 的，有没有让你希望说我在发愿的时候我要发这样的愿，有没有？希望是有啊，不要只是发这个凡夫的愿，太可惜了。我们一定要发大愿，发成佛的愿，嗯。
So I specifically point out his two wishes is just to want to encourage you that generate vows just like his Sudhana's vows, because we should not just generate ordinary vows, we should generate great vows, such as seeing the Buddha's Dharma body and Emanation body.
菩萨每次跟我讲说，禅定法师，你每次都下猛药。要我们要去成佛，成佛。我说不成佛，你在这一生要修行做什么？不就是为了要成佛吗？所以法师今天在告诉你们，你要发大愿呢。我希望看到佛的法身，能够修行这个所谓的报身，要发这样的大的愿。这个轮回一点都不好玩，你觉得轮回很好吗？你觉得这娑婆世界好玩吗？不好玩的。我们不得已来这一生，这个是过去生的我们的业报来到这个地方。其实这一生要好好善用这一生，这个人生。希望是修学佛法一个好的跳板，可是这一生完毕之后直接去娑婆世，直接去西方极乐世界，去那边修行之后直接去成佛了。要告诉大家，告诉自己这样的愿心，好好认真的去修行，不然就太可惜了这一生这个人生了。人生我们刚刚不讲吗？你有耳根啊，还有这个身根可以听我们佛法多好，可是要是在沉沦的话，不晓得哪一生还有这样的因缘机聚，那就很难说了。
So some people will respond saying, Fashi, this, you know, those vows are too great, in the vows of, see the true, Buddha's Dharma body, or seeing Buddha's Emanation body. We don't feel like making such great vows. But actually, I would encourage you to make vows of, like, becoming Buddha, in next lifetime, because this cycle of birth and death is not fun at all. It's very hard to have this human body. We should make full advantage of this lifetime to practice, so we can go to the Western Pure Land after we pass away, and then we can eventually become Buddha. So we should generate great vows, such as seeing the Buddha's Dharma body and his Emanation body.
好，那我们回来看。这个长者他有另外一个名字叫青莲花，就是青色的莲花。青莲花这个长者他就跟善财童子讲说，太好了，你已经发的无上正等正觉的心，但是呢我告诉你我的法门是什么，我善于知道一切香香哦，阴神那个香。他说同时我也知道怎么样来调和一切香的方法，包括一切香啊，一切烧香，一切涂香，你们知道涂的香，还有墨香，就是香墨，也知道一切这种香的香王，就是所出生的地方。
So, Uttapala said, it is good that you have given rise to the body mind. I know about all fragrances, perfumes, incenses, and aromatic powders, and how they are compounded and used. I also know the sources of all fragrances. I know celestial fragrances, and I also know the all kinds of types of beings and non-human.
他说同时我也知道呢每个天龙八部的各种香，你想说天龙八部有什么香，他分别讲什么天香、龙香、夜叉香、乾闼婆香、阿修罗香、 迦罗罗紧那罗摩诃罗伽人为人等他的香。然后呢，我也知道怎么样的分别，怎么样治疗各种不同病的香，甚至于我知道怎么样来断除一切恶的香。我们现在听过什么除障香，你听过吗？另外的时候我也知道怎么样让众生欢喜的香，要让这我也知道，甚至也知道让怎么众生让生起烦恼然后灭除烦恼的香，甚至我知道让众生生出喜乐及生出厌离的香，让众生能够舍离一切骄慢的香，甚至能让众生能够升起能够发心念佛的香，然后了解佛所说各种法门的香，甚至于是对不同的佛法受用的香，还有不同果位菩萨的香，甚至是一切菩萨依他的智慧所证得的果位香。你就可以知道这个香从看到有形香一直慢慢进入到无形香，进入他的心香，甚至限制于修行的香。
So, he went on to say, I know, celestial fragrance, and I also know the fragrance of other types of beings, human and non-human. I know, indeed, I know various kinds of fragrance. I know fragrance that cure illness. I know fragrance that remove depression. I know fragrance that produce mundane joy. I know fragrance that incite passions. I know fragrance that extinguish passions. I know fragrance that produce pleasure in enjoyment of various created things. I know fragrance that produce rejection of all created things. I know fragrance that remove arrogance and heedlessness. I know fragrance that produce thoughts of Buddha. I know fragrance that accord with the principles of teaching. Fragrance enjoyable to sages. The various of fragrance of enlightened beings and the fragrance of arrangement of all stages of enlightened beings. So we see, he was talking about fragrance from, tangible fragrance, eventually gradually going to talking about, intangible, the fragrance of mind, all kinds of state of mind.
我记得我们那时候在山上有一个因缘，我们都会有可以申请七天去说是闭关吧，就是有关房在山，我们在法鼓山上有关房，那我们可以申请去七天在那边做闭关，然后就有人帮你送饭，你只要在里面认真修行就好了。那当然有护关的菩萨，那我当然有几次的因缘申请。我记得有一次菩萨来，就是我们到时候你要出关的那天，菩萨会来敲你的门，把门打开你才可以出去。那菩萨后来跟我讲说，法师，我进到你那个房间的时候呢，闻到那个香的味道。我说我没有点香啊，我什么都没有带去啊。后来我就想说，真的精进用功的时候发出来那个香味。我不知道你们有没有听过说这个修行人身上有香味，听过吗？我相信有，那就是修行的香。所以真正的刚刚那个吃到香味的时候，就是刚开始从有形的香到最后从心发出来的香，包括修行走出来修行的香。
So at Dhamma Duo Mountain, we have the opportunity to do solitary retreats. And I have done several times. And one time, the disciples who protect me when I was doing solitary retreat, when she opened the door, eventually let me out. She told me she smelled fragrance. But I said I didn't use any incense. So where this fragrance come from? So I think, as you may know, if you practice well, indeed you will carry certain fragrance.
所以这个七莲花长者就讲说，这种种的香啊，包括它们的形状啊、样子啊，从哪里升起啊，在哪里出现啊，在哪里成就啊，在哪里清净啊。等等方便的这些境界，包括他们的根本的用途等等一切香的性质，我都非常的明白通达。
And this good knowing advisor said, I also know the external appearance of all these fragrance as well as their source, production, manifestation, perfection, purification, removal, application, use, sphere of action, nature and the root.
好，他下面讲了几个非常特殊的香哈。你们有没有听过一个名字叫象，象大象的象叫象藏香，听过吗？ 没有齁，我上去唱完就唱，有一个这样的东西。OK， 他说善男子啊，在人间有一种香叫做象藏香，大象的象，藏起来的藏，象藏香。他说是因为龙呢互相打斗而产生出来的，我不晓得是怎么回事齁。他说你当你烧一碗就是一粒这样的香的时候，他说这个香味呢会在虚空形成一个大香云盖，然后就会弥盖在整个王城上面。他说这七天当中会连续下着微微细雨的香雨，他说被香雨淋到的话，身体会变成金色的，然后呢所有你接触到的衣服啊、宫殿啊、楼阁啊，通通变成金色。他说这个风呢把这个香的味道吹到皇宫里面的时候，众生闻到这个香味的时候，七天七夜身心欢喜快乐，一切疾病都没有了，然后呢彼此之间大家非常的安定，非常的安稳，彼此不互相伤害，而且呢彼此离开一切的忧愁苦恼，不惊慌，不恐怖，不嗔恚，彼此之间都以慈悲心来相待。他说呢我看到这个状况的时候，我就知道他们因缘成熟的，这个时候我就来为他们说法，让他们决定发起无上正觉、正等正觉成佛的心。
So in the human world there's a fragrance said to come from the agitation of water spirits. One grain the size of sesame seed will cause this whole country to be covered with fragrant clouds that shower fine fragrant rain for 7 days. Those on those bodies or clothing that fragrant water falls become as brilliant as golden flowers, and any houses or buildings on which it falls become as brilliant as golden flowers. And anyone who smells the scent of that fragrant water wafting on the breeze become ecstatic for 7 days nights and experience many kinds of physical and mental pleasure and delight. Furthermore, no illness occurs in their bodies, nor do they suffer any mental distress or traumas or depression, nor do they have any fear, anxiety, agitation or ill will. They become kind to one another, happy and joyful. When they have become happy and joyful, I begin to purify their minds and teach them in such a way that they become certain of supreme enlightenment.
这个香我们可以称号是慈悲的香。
So this fragrance we could call it the fragrance of compassion.
好，第二种香他讲说在这个有一个山叫摩罗耶山，他就出什么牛头旃檀香，这个大家可能听过嘛。他说若有众生呢用这个牛头旃檀香来涂身的时候，他说纵使跳入大火坑里面火也不能烧。其实这个火不是真的那个大火，其实上是我们那个嗔火，所以就是这个香是忍辱香。
And the next one, there is a kind of sandalwood that comes from the mountains which will protect those annotated with its essence from burning, even if they fall into a fire. Here, when it refers to a fire, it's not a physical real fire. It refers to the fire of our anger, agitation. So this fragrance, this incense is, we can call this fragrance as a fragrance of tolerance.
好，第三个，他说海里面呢，出种一种香叫做无能胜香。他说把这个香啊涂在鼓打的鼓啊，还有锣啊、贝啊那些可以吹出声音的这些乐器当中的时候，他说一切敌军，就是听到我们不在打仗的时候，不是有这个鼓声啊什么这样。他说这个敌军听到这个声音的时候，都自动退却。表示说这边就是吹这些乐器的这些他们是其实是精进，所以这个是而且他们能够让那个魔军能够退却，所以这个香叫做精进香。
And another kind of incense and fragrance is if you put them on kettle drums or all kinds of musical instrument, it can drive away all enemies. So we call this this scent of advancement of driving away of all enemies.
就这称为精进香。好，另外一种他提到那个山我不要讲，就是说有种香叫莲花藏的沉水香。沉水你们听过齁，沉水香。他说这个香呢很小，像芝麻一样一粒的齁，烧起来的时候它整个香气会弥漫整个阎浮提， 他说众生闻到这个香味就能够出离一切罪，而且戒品清净，持戒的戒，戒品清净，所以这个香表示持戒清净，我们称为持戒香。
And there's another kind of fragrance from Himalaya mountains, which is such that all who smell it become dispassionate, and they will uphold all precepts. So, and they will.
持戒清净，出离一切持戒清净，它就是持戒持戒。
So we call this incense of upholding all precepts.
好，另外一种香呢，这种香在雪山有一种香，它众生闻到这个香的时候呢，他就决定要出离一切染着，就是不执着了。然后我再为他们说法说，他们都能够离开，所谓离垢三昧，所以这个香叫做离垢香。
And there's another kind of fragrance that whoever smell this, they will give rise to, they will decide to give up all attachments. So I call this the fragrance of giving up on attachments.
好，另外一个香叫做海藏香，就是在罗刹界里面，罗刹哈有海藏香。这个海藏香只有转轮王有，这转轮王呢，就是只要一烧这个香的时候，这些所有的人受到这个香熏的时候呢，他说这个国王跟所有的军队啊，全部就飞在空中里面。他其实上不是真的飞在空中，实际上是证得空性，所以这个香叫智慧香。
So there's a kind of fragrance from the world of spirits called Ocean Storehouse, which is produced for the use of sovereign rulers, perfumed by it, and the rulers and rulers' armies will stand in the sky. Well, actually, it's not, you know, physically standing in the sky. It refers to they will realize the emptiness. So this is called the fragrance of wisdom.
好，因为下面这个香最殊胜。他说，在刀立天里面有一种香叫净庄严香。他说，你只要烧一粒这个香的时候，骗一切诸天呢，大家都能够意念的佛，念佛，意念的佛。说这就是所谓的禅定香。
And there is a kind of incense called the beautiful array originate in the celestial hall of the gods. And when you and whoever smell that incense will be mindful of all Buddhas.
好，再来就是讲说，因为在天界夜虚夜摩天里面有一种香叫净藏香。他说烧一粒这样的香的时候，这个夜摩天众都会集到这个天王的地方来听王说法，这就是闻法香，听闻佛法的香。
And there is kind of incense from the pure treasuries in the palace of the heaven. When it is burned, inhabitants of that heaven will all come to the rulers of the heaven, and who then talks to them about the Dharma teachings. So this is the incense of a Dharma teaching.
好，他说在兜率天。我们在兜率天说那些佛啊，他们要成佛之前不是在兜率天吗？然后下降人间嘛，所以兜率天那边都是很多是一生普处菩萨在那个地方。他说在兜率天有种香叫仙陀婆香，他说一生在一生普处菩萨面前呢，烧一粒这种香的时候就会兴起大云盖，然后遍满整个法界，所以普降一切供养具来供养一切诸佛，所以这个香叫普供养香。
And there's a kind of incenseIn the heaven of satisfaction, which when burned before an enlightened being, destined to become a Buddha in one lifetime, who is sitting on the throne of the teaching, fills the whole cosmos at once with a great fragrant cloud, and causes rain from the great cloud of the Dharma teaching to shower in many arrays on the audience of all Buddhas.
好，另外一个是啊，就在善变天上有一种香叫做夺意香。他说烧这个香的时候，七天七夜能够普降一切庄严具，这个叫普供养香。
And there is a kind of incense called the incense of all great offerings in the palace of the king of the heaven. When the incense burned, it will cause rain to shower from cloud of inconceivable Dharma teaching for 7 days.
啊，当然这个长者就很差强，他说我的方法就是这样，就是调和一切香的方法，这就是我的法门。
So, this good knowing advisor knows the art of perfume.
那他当然就想说，哦，你下去参访下面一个善知识。可是我要问回来，问菩萨们，你们刚刚提到他这个香的东西，其实这个香已经非常的殊胜，对吗？从开始看到有形的香，到无形的香，然后引起众生修行的香，包括我们刚刚谈到，根本就是六度波罗蜜的香都出来了，还有很殊胜，对吗？还有还都有，是是是。其实你看，它就是这些，它这个其实也是个法门嘛，哈。
So of course, this good note advice says this is all I know, and you should go on visit the next one. But we know the art of perfume is also a good Dharma method, and it concludes it has all the wisdom from six paraparamitas.
好，所以我们回来讨论一下这个善知识的香。好，我们来谈一下。当然，我们前面谈到说这个善财童子，他经过前面这么多善知识的调教之后，在这个过程当中，他一直发出这个出离心哈，不会执着世间的一切，也不执着一切眷属啊这些等等，然后希望自己能够发愿，能够得到看到佛的法身，得到见到报身，甚至知道诸佛的一切诸法的实相。
So let's pause and do a little bit discussion. In the beginning, we mentioned Sudana because of all previous Gunoi advisor's teachings. He has given rise to great thoughts, great mind, that he's no longer attached to material things, no longer attached to his bodies, no longer enjoying, staying with people and enjoying sensual pleasures or enjoying followers' company or kingship. And he gave rise to great minds that he wishes to teach and deliver all sentient beings,and to adorn all kinds of Buddha lands and make offerings to all Buddhas and to realize all truth.
我要问的哈，香哈，香其实上是一种味道嘛哈，容不容易抓到？香其实这种味道对不对？其实它不容易捕捉，所以它很容易在这个空气当中飘散，它是非常不具体的存在。你闻到香味可是不具体，因为它不具体，所以它反而无所不在。懂意思吗？无所不在，所以它存在我们这个时间的长流，也存在这个空间的当中。所以这个味道其实会你种在你的八十天里面的记忆。所以当你又闻到这个，你就把那个八十天的东西又换起来。我们在佛门讲用个名词叫做种子现行，种子现行就是八十天的种子现行。所以你闻到那味道的时候，就是种子现行。
So I want to ask you, Fragrance is a kind of scent. Is it easy to catch? No, it's not. It's, the fragrance goes with the wind, and the existence of this fragrance is not concrete. It's not something you can catch, you can touch. But just because of that, actually it exists anywhere. It exists everywhere. It exists in the long stream of time periods.And it also exists in, far away distance. And also the scent, the fragrance can trigger the deep memories, even from the seeds or your memories from the eighth consciousness, which we call the consciousness of all seeds.
我们知道这个青莲花长者，他了解一切香，他也知道怎么调一切香，他甚至知道用一切香的方法来引导众生来修行。甚至帮他治病、除病、除恶。
And we know, this good knowing advisor understand all fragrance and also knows how to make compound all kinds of fragrance. And he also knows the needs of humans, non-humans, and all sentient beings, and knows how to cure illness and how to get rid of evil deeds.
我们知道《楞严经》里面有一个二十五种法门，二十五种圆通法门，你听过吗？有哈，好，这里面有一位叫香严童子，听过吗？香严童子呢，他就是因为闻香而入道的，闻香开悟，就是有一天佛就跟他讲说，你要仔细观察世间所谓一切有为的相。就他就离开这个佛之后呢，来到一个清净的房间里面，正好看到有位比丘在那边烧那个沉水香，烧沉水香一烧，就沉水香那个香气就静静静静的飘入这个香严童子的鼻子里面， 他在观察说，这个香味从哪里来？也不是木头啊。假如说是从木头生出来的话，那就闻木头就好了。可是呢，也不是从空中出来的。他就说，奇怪，也不是这个烟，也不是这个火出来的，到底从哪里出来的呢？
So there's a story in chapter 25th of Sharagama Sutra. If you still remember, there's a youth who entered the way by smelling incense, the burning incense. So after that youth said goodbye to Buddha, he entered into a purified room, and he saw a picture, a monk is burning incense. And the smell, the fragrance, silently, gradually came to him, and he smelled it. He observed where this scent coming from. So the scent itself is not wood, is not air. So it is not from the wood that the wood is burning, and it's not from the empty space. So where exactly is this scent from?
在这边用四个叫非木，木头的木，非空，空就是空间的空，空的。另外呢，非烟，非火。为什么？假如说是从木头的话，你不必点火，这个木头就香了，对吗？好，假如说不是从空的话，从空的话，空是本来就有的啊，你本来到处都会闻到香，为什么你闻不到香呢？灰烟呢？为什么？不是因为有烟才有啊，也不是火，所以他说了之，一切都是因缘和合而成的。所以呢，也是因为因缘和合而成，所以来无所去，来无所终，去无所终。所以告诉就说不要执着。所以当下这个香严童子了之，一切不可得。所以他那个时候心中升起的这个生相、生灭相顿时消除。所以这个无漏心一消除的时候，无漏心升起来的时候，他就从因为闻香而入道。这就是我们知道的啊，闻香，香严童子的闻香入道。
So in the Sharagama Sutra, it mentioned the youth was contemplating where the smell, the fragrance of incense coming from. And it is not coming from the wood, the incense itself, because otherwise you don't need to burn the incense, he will smell it anyway. And the smell, the fragrance is not coming from the air, because the air is everywhere, and so it's not from the air. And it is not from the smoke that he saw, and it's not from the fire. So where exactly is this smell fragrance coming from? So he realized at that moment, the smell actually, the existence of smell is a combination of the causes and the conditions. So there's no place to find, there's no abiding place for that existence. So it's not coming, it's not going. And the youth realized the non-attainable nature of that scent. So he gave up the mind of distinguishing all kinds of things, and suddenly he entered the way.
所以透过这个善知识，透过这个善知识，我们知道，其实这个色身就是我们的道器。善用这个色身，随时随地都可以修学佛法，也是成佛的法门。
So from this visit, we know our body actually is our tool of practice. So we should make use of it and practice at any time.
好，今天就这两个善知识都是跟大家供养，阿弥陀佛。
That's it for today.